Tonight, I'd like to say how grateful I am for our wonderful website, the new version of it, which is reaching out far and wide, and we welcome those, again, who are finding our church for the first time. And also for the carousel, as Bruce mentioned, the wonderful articles that are on every day, quite a selection of handling all types of problems. And I thank Jeremy for posting them and others of you who find those. I know Sharon goes into our archives and finds them and contributes them so we can display them to everyone. And there are others of you, too, that have found wonderful articles that I'm so grateful for. One that helped me particularly the other day was the one by Bicknell Young, Praying for Those in Authority. Now, right now, of course, with all of this presidential election things going on in our country this time, there is certainly a need for ongoing prayer about this. And this article brings out that. It speaks of Congress and how the legislative bodies are constantly subject to mental suggestions of all kinds. And it is all nations everywhere. I was reading, too, about our Constitutional Convention held in Philadelphia in May 1787. And at that time, there was quite a bit of arguing and contention, states divided instead of united. And George Washington and Benjamin Franklin were both attending it. And during this disruptive time, I guess they were deadlocked, and some of the New York delegation went home in disgust, and others were preparing to leave. But an elder statesman, which was Benjamin Franklin, he rose to his feet, and he said, and I quote, "At the beginning of the war," he said calmly, "we prayed for divine protection. Our prayers were answered. I have lived a long time. The longer I live, the more I see that God governs in the affairs of man. If a sparrow cannot fall without his notice, can an empire rise without his aid?" Franklin wiped his glasses and continued talking. "The Bible assures us that unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. We can only build our house in America with his help. I therefore move that from now on we begin each session in prayer, asking for assistance and blessing from heaven." It was said that that speech marked the turning point for the convention. And after that, and when this prayer was adopted, the states began to come together and they wrote what is known as our Constitution, which is an incredibly God-inspired document. So we know today that there are many in our government that do believe in the power of prayer, and we of course do, and can uphold them and can uphold our nation and every nation with this power of prayer, to know that God is governing and that we will listen to his voice and not be led astray, but to be a nation, one nation under God. I'm so grateful to be learning all of this, to have a nation where we can worship freely, and a nation that founded, Mrs. Eddy was able to discover Christian Science. So grateful to be here tonight to hear those inspired readings, the wonderful testimonies, and our beautiful music.